Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Johannes Ekakane is the president for the Forum for Service Delivery. A very good morning to you. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, sir. Morning to the listeners at home.
So Zambia, well, take us through this. Zambia managed. I mean, they went through what seems to have been a very successful election from a democratic perspective.
No, it's true. Zambia managed to push for not only local but national elections to elect their president in the middle of COVID. Not only Namibia, also countries like Cameroon, Congo, Nigeria, Benin, they have managed to push. About 180 countries have proceeded to hold elections in the middle of COVID. That's why we are very, very shocked that South Africa is saying they are not ready.
Does that mean that there are other reasons behind it, in your view, or is it just an easy way out?
The pandemic started as early as March last year. IEC knew about this pandemic. It was very clear that this pandemic won't go away now. We have to learn to live with it. But they folded their arms and they went to sleep. Then on the last minute of the preparations, they appointed Museneke to go and compile a report, which they are now using as an instrument to delay the election. We must ask ourselves a question. Why Museneke was not appointed as early as March last year, as early as January this year? Why was he appointed at the nick of time? So we are saying, as Forum for Service Delivery, IEC is allowing itself to be used by ANC. The reason for postponement is one and one only: to give ANC a chance to sort out its mess.
That is interesting, because I was thinking about that. The election could not come at a worse time, given what's gone on with corruption, with Jacob Zuma, with the whatever we want to call what happened a few weeks ago, whether it's an attempted coup, an insurrection, or looting, whatever it would be. It couldn't be a worse time in the next couple of months for the ANC to have an election. So it really does suit them to wait. That said, is there any, when I spoke to the IEC, I think one of their concerns was about voter registration. Is that a real concern?
You know, that concern is lovable because of what was IEC doing from 2017? Yeah. What was IEC doing 18, 2019, 2020, 2021? It's, registration is an ongoing process. This thing of IEC registering people on the last minute, it's a fallacy. And remember, holding a voter registration, it is not a right. It is not a legislation. It's like going to take an ID. The person who wants an ID must stand up and go and look for an ID. So voting in our country, it is not compulsory. So whoever wants to vote must stand up and go to IEC office and register, not IEC following that person.
I'm loving this. I'm absolutely loving your passion, and I'm loving how you're actually calling it like it is. Because in fact, what we're doing is we're saying, and I'm guilty of accepting the argument that, well, you know, if it's not a perfect condition for people to register, well, then they're going to be prejudiced, so we must delay the election. But what you're saying is right. If you want to vote, you know, do something to vote. You know, if you think about what the generation pre-1994 did to fight for the right to vote, you know what? You can put on a mask and go to the IEC and register.
If that's
your contribution to democracy. I think that's absolutely right. You've just put it into such an interesting perspective for me, because it's absolutely right. Why do you think, though, that the IEC have allowed themselves to be used as a pawn for the ANC?
The reason why IEC is allowing itself, remember who appoints the chairperson and the commission, is the ANC. So they are doing it for their own stomach. They know that the time of the chairperson is coming to an end, then he must push IEC mandate so that IEC has got majority in parliament, and the commissioner of IEC is appointed by parliament. Then if you satisfy the majority, you know you are secure.
Right, absolutely. So you protect it, actually. What do you think is going to happen? Because we had the IEC going to court. We're not even sure if the court has jurisdiction to rule on this matter. That's unclear. What is likely to happen now?
More painful is that we are not expecting the Constitutional Court to also allow itself to be used by IEC. We, in the IEC papers, there's nothing convincing. We as Forum for Service Delivery and other parties, we have managed to compile opposing papers. We have to see if the Constitutional Court can disagree with 10 political parties and civic movements that are opposing IEC. The argument of IEC is not convincing. It's talking about right to life. You can't talk about right to life selectively. Where are you now? Are you not at work? The parliament is meeting on Thursday, 400 of them, physically so, to come and vote for the speaker. So if parliament can meet in under one roof, 400 of them, to vote for a speaker, so meaning the community can meet and also to vote for a chancellor. What is the difference?
So if you were a betting man, do you think that we are going to see an election in October?
We can report that the Constitutional Court, they know wherever they are not above the Constitution. They are the baby of the Constitution. All of us here, we are controlled by the Constitution. We are saying, IEC, you are not above the Constitution. Constitutional Court, you are not above the Constitution. We must abide. Section 159 of the Constitution is very clear. The term of councillors is 5 years. So the Constitutional Court, they don't have power. They don't have power to say, no, proceed, because of those councillors will be illegal. So we are positive that come the 27th, the elections will proceed. And again, we have learned from Mr. Zuma, court application to say, even if the Constitutional Court can rule otherwise, we can apply for that order to be rescinded and cause a constitutional crisis. And furthermore, the judgment of we have learned from Mr. Zuma's application that the court handed the order handed by a Constitutional Court, it can also be challenged through a revision application. So even us, if the Concord can rule otherwise, we will challenge it again.
So in other words,
it's not going to,
so it's not going to be accepted in any event. We certainly will be chatting to you again, Mkhara Johannes Kakane, who's the president of the Forum for Service Delivery.